Okay, let's learn a little Rosh Hashanah and Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Yoshua Prachia, Vinitar, Abel Kimalyam, Yoshua Prachia, Omer, Aselecha Rav, a person should make for yourself a Rebbe, Uknelecha Chaver, and acquire for yourself a friend, the Hevedon, as Kol HaAdam, Lekaf Sechus. And a person should judge every person with the benefit of the doubt. Before we get to Rav Shor's Pshat on this Mishnah, very interesting idea brought down by the Bartanura. The Bartanura says by Uknelecha Chaver, he says that Va'afilu atat sorech liknos bedamim yikarim. Even if a person needs to buy a friend with money and with jewels, ulefasas or mammon kidei shetikana avaso. A person having friends is so important, says the Bartanura. Even if you bribe them to like you, you give them your snack at recess, you give them free stuff, you give them good things. How important is it to be able to have friends? To even give them things that'll cause them to have love. That's what's ukenei lecha chaver, and acquire for yourself a friend. However, the Bartanura says not buy a Rebbe, because a Rebbe, you can't buy his Rebbeship. You can't buy yourself a Rebbe. You can't say you can't buy it for yourself a Rebbe. Why? Because the Rebbe has to do it for free. A real Rebbe Talmud relationship has to come from a real place of no outside factors and no outside persuasions. But at the end of the day, it's a very interesting Bartanura idea here that says that even if a person having friends is so important, a person has to understand that he can even give them things to be able to make them like them. A very interesting idea. But let's get to Rav Shor's Pshat here. Rav Shor says, "Anasei lecha rav." Why does it say "asei lecha rav"? Why does it say "asei lecha rabbeim"? Right? It's a lot of people. Why is it saying the singular? You should have yourself a rebbe. Says Rav Shor, "Dahinu teva ha'adam lelech b'chol shalil rav acher." Rav Shor says it's natural for a person to be able to say, "Oh, for these questions I go to my rebbe, and for these eitzas I go to for this rebbe, for these halachos hilchos nida I go to this rebbe, because I know different rabbis say different things." He says, for different halachas, for different things, I know a different rabbi and rabbeim hold, I'm going to go to different things. Says the Mishnah, Lachen Omer Mishnah, Asei Lecha Rav. You should have yourself one rebbe. Don't start saying, oh, I know how this rebbe passes for this, this rebbe passes for that. A person has to have one rebbe for when it comes to his halachic trials. This isn't, of course, saying that a person shouldn't value getting other people's opinions, 100%. I think what Rav Shor is saying, though, when it comes to halacha l'maisa, a person has to have his one rebbe. You shouldn't be dancing around looking for kulas here, looking for leniences by this and that. Obviously, a person also, when it comes to asking for advice, it's important also to have rebbeim for advice. I know personally for myself, I have one rebbe. I call one rebbe for halachic shilas, and I call my other rebbeim for more eitzes. But Rav Shor is saying that a person has to be careful to have one rebbe and not be dancing around for different kulas. Another idea Rav Shor says an asei lecha rav. What is a make for yourself a rebbe? What's asei? He says the chor makavana. What's this word asei? Says Rav Shor. Rak she'adam tzarech ladas she'aydei ma she'adam mekabel atzmo ish l'rav. And the more person takes upon himself that he's going to be a makalo from his rebbe. He's going to be a receptacle. He's going to be a receiver from his rebbe. Nosnim liish hazes siyat deshma lepsok kedin nimsa ki aodem bazeh shemekaba o atzma harav bazehu also beemes l'rav. The more a person makes himself to be part, to be able to be close to a rebbe, the more a person makes himself close to Rebbe, and he asks his Rebbe for questions and for eitzes, then he feels bezehu osa be'emes l'rav. He's making himself close to the Rebbe. Why is it make? Because make is you're bringing him close. The person who feels like you don't just appoint, but your Rebbe's part of your life. Your Rebbe's part of your dreams. He's part of your every aspect of your entire life. You want your Rebbe to be part of, and that's the whole inyan of the word asei. Because the more a person makes himself a Rebbe, the more he feel attached to your Rebbe. And finally, just a parenthetical, we'll get to the third idea in a second. My Rebbe, Rabbi Kohn, likes to say, why does it say, asei lecha rav, uknei lecha chaver? What's the vav doing there? Make for yourself a Rebbe, and then knei lecha chaver, and then you should have friends. This is no. Asei lecha rav, when you make for yourself a Rebbe, uknei lecha chaver. The vav is a vav achibor. It's attaching those two statements. A Rebbe should be some sort of a friend also. A Rebbe is someone who's there in times of challenges and hardships. And oh my Rebbe, Rabbi Kohn, there's not a day that he doesn't go by, or a night that doesn't go by, where he doesn't have people in his home talking about the eitzes and talking about issues and challenges. And he's someone who lives by this rule, that that a Rebbe is not someone who's just teaching Torah, but someone who cares for your friends, caring for his Talmidim. And you have some sort of a friend aspect here. A beautiful idea. And finally, Rav Shor ends off with a one more pshat on Uknei L'Chachaver. He says, he quotes the Sittel Katan. Who is the Sittel Katan? It was the famous writings of the Noam HaElimelech, who writes a little different etzes for his Talmidim. He says that a person has to have good friends. Why? How, what? What's a good friend? A person has to have a friend that is able to speak about Avodas Hashem with. A person is able to put himself aside and be able to speak his true inner essence with his friends. What does it mean, kenelecha? Ki kinyon morash enosun davar avorze. What does this mean? Kine? When you kine means you acquire for yourself. What does that mean, acquire? You attach yourself to other people. You give yourself to other people. Harekan nosun me'atzmo ayedesh me'vata me'atzmo. When you give of yourself, says the Tzel Dakota, says the Nomale Malach, ukine lecha chavar means you should give yourself over to your friends. That's a real kinyon. Ubezeh yachal yosu chavar tov. When you give yourself over to your friends, that's what the Noam HaElimelech is explaining in Kona. It's not just acquiring, but it's giving yourself to other people. It's attaching yourself to other people. That's a true friend, and you're giving of yourself. That's what a true friend is. That's what a true friend is. So just to be able to conclude with one final idea, a person has to judge every person favorably. Rav Shor quotes the Kedushas Levi. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, someone who views and he gives his friends benefit of the doubt, you awaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu also to be able to give you benefit of the doubt. And Rav Shor says this, and the Kedushas Levi says this in a very real way. He says sometimes in a person's life, a person needs rachamim. He needs mercy. What should a person do? When you view other people with rachamim, when you view other Jews with mercy, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will view where then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will view you with mercy. Alright, says school of Shal Gemara, says the Kedush Levi. It's a school of the Gemara. Let's go to the din. Milot Sorech Racham and Merubim. And Vos Hayom and Udon Chavir Lechav Tzchus. So a person wants to have Racham in their own life. You have to have, you want to get the Dan Chavir from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's our job to be able to give other Jews to also have Dan Chavir. So let's just recap our ideas. The first idea we saw from the Bartanur said, even to acquire yourself friends, you can try to bribe them to be able to get their love, give them your good snack or your good baseball cards, whatever it is, you'll be able to acquire love. Or having friends is so important. Rav Shor says, "Asei lecha rav, make yourself one Rebbe, not one Rebbe. You're going for different issues, but one Rebbe for halacha, and not going for different Rebbe for different leniencies." The second idea Rav Shor said was "Asei." Because I say, when you make for yourself close to a Rebbe, it's like you're close to him. It's like you're making yourself close to the Rebbe. You become one with the Rebbe. You become like the Rebbe. You become together with the Rebbe. That's why that says I say. Finally, the last two ideas we saw from the Noam HaElimelech says that ukne l'chachaver, acquire yourself for your friend. It doesn't mean kona, it's a kinyan. You have to give yourself. You have to give yourself over to your friend, and that's what a true friend is. Someone who you give yourself over to other friends and be able to talk about his Hashem with. And finally, the last idea that we saw from the Kedushas Levi, a person has to be able to give and give other people the benefit of the doubt. Because it's a skula, says Gemara, says the Kedushas Levi through the lens of the Gemara. When a person gives other people the benefit of the doubt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the benefit of the doubt. We should be zochah b'Hashem to continue to work in Amidos. The whole point that we learn Pirkei Avos during this time between Pesach and Shavuos, be able to grow in our Amidos, be able to change in our ways. And obviously, it's not an easy thing. Rabbi Shaul Salanter famously said, it's easier to finish off Shas than to change one Midah. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Saul Salanter didn't end up saying we shouldn't try. We have to try. We have to work on the midos. The more we talk about it, the more we learn about it, the more, Be'ez Hashem, we're able to grow in our midos. Shkoyach, and have a great day.